Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That shutdown rolls on. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Senators to work through the weekend on the government shutdown as Republicans and Democrats are still far apart on the settlement. On Friday, Senate Democrats presenting a compromise to reopen the government that was rejected. Fox's Kevin Cork.
The Democrats say here's what they want to do. They want to reopen the government with a clean CR and a clean extension of the existing ACA tax credits. And they say they'd like to establish a bipartisan committee to continue negotiations on long-term reforms to address health care affordability. But that offer was immediately rejected by Senate Republicans, leaving the two sides no closer to resolving the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Also, a stay at the U.S. Supreme Court in the Rhode Island SNAP case. That means the Trump administration does not have to pay out full SNAP benefits at this time.
And that ruling was done to give time for an appeals court to rule on the order after it declined to step in, though the Trump White House still has to give out partial SNAP benefits. More than 1,000 flights cut across the U.S. after the Federal Aviation Administration says it's trying to take pressure off of a short-staffed air traffic control system.
The FAA reduced air traffic by 4% and plans to increase the flight cuts each day until there's a 10% reduction in flights across 40 airports nationwide, which worries travelers. They want the government shutdown to end and for all the air traffic controllers to get paid. Thousands of air traffic controllers have worked weeks now without pay due to the government shutdown, triggering staffing shortages at some of the country's busiest airports as these controllers deal with mounting financial stress. The FAA reports that last week, nearly 80% of air traffic controllers were absent at New York area airports.
Fox's Christina Coleman, America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know that over two-thirds of the products Walmart buys are made, grown, or assembled right here in America? Look closer at your Walmart aisle. It's the result of their $350 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing. That investment helps small businesses across the country sell more, hire more, and strengthen our local economies. Learn more about Walmart's commitment to American jobs at walmart.com/America at work.
News.
A judge is permanently barring President Trump from deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon.
A U.S. district judge in Oregon finding there was neither a rebellion or danger of a rebellion in Portland when President Trump deployed the National Guard to the city, issuing a permanent injunction against the Guard call-up. The judge explaining the evidence demonstrates that these deployments, which were objected to by Oregon's governor and not requested by the federal officials in charge of protection of the ICE building, exceeded the president's authority. The decision coming after the judge issued a temporary restraining order blocking the deployment, which the Trump administration had appealed. Lawyers for the government arguing the president sent troops to protect federal property, saying his determination was amply justified by the facts on the ground. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New York's state attorney general asking a federal judge to toss a mortgage fraud case against her.
Letitia James calls the case vindictive and politically motivated prosecution. The legal motion had been expected and lays out comments President Trump made designed to show the personal animus the president has against her over her suit against him and his companies in her capacity as state attorney general. AG James is accused of lying on mortgage papers to get favorable terms when she bought a home in Virginia. She pled not guilty last month. In New York, Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
Federal appeals court ruling that the state of Texas can, in fact, enforce a law that prohibits drag shows in public or when kids may be present. Senate Bill 12 bans drag performers from dancing suggestively or wearing certain prosthetics on public property or in front of children. Back in September of 2023, a U.S. district judge declared that law unconstitutional. Now, on Thursday, a three-judge panel in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed an earlier decision by a district court, returning the case to the court. That's according to the Texas Tribune. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox.
It's Will Tame Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday at foxnews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.